This is Hassling the Paranormal. I'm your host, Jason Hassler. I'm the director of Big River Paranormal, the Oregon team for the Atlantic Paranormal Society. I've been obsessed with the paranormal since having unexplained experiences as a child. These experiences left me with more questions than answers. Join me as we explore all things paranormal with some of the top specialists and experts in the paranormal community. Welcome to Hassling the Paranormal. I'm your host, Jason Hassler. Today's guests are psychic mediums Joshua John and Chelsea Renee. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm excited to have you guys back on. So we just had the Oregon Ghost Conference last weekend where you two had a gallery reading together. How did that go?
I thought it went really well.
I mean, it depends on how much time you have. I would say it went well. I think that there was good messages, but I think primarily it was filled with a lot of joy. And I think, you know, that was often the comment after was that there was so much laughter that was in the room. And we kind of joke that we call ourselves the comediums, you know, because we like to mix comedy with what we do. You know, death is already sad enough. So why not bring some levity, some, you know, joy to something that's very, very heavy? But I mean, there's some really funny moments, but yeah, and some pretty cool ones too.
Well, and in general, sometimes we'll have readings where they're really heavy, right? Like either someone's, not to say that some people aren't deeply grieving and while still being able to laugh, they are, but sometimes like you'll get really traumatic passings that come through, like someone dying in a fire or someone losing a small child or, you know, something like that. And so then those really bring the room to a really somber place. And so it was good that the Ghost Conference to me felt like a lot of happier, lighter readings, really positive. It was a really great event. That was probably one of my favorites that we've done. And we've done a lot together.
So many.
All right. So Chelsea, why don't you tell me, for those who don't know, what exactly is a psychic gallery reading?
So a gallery reading is where there is a large group of people and we go through randomly, and there's two different ways to do this. So there's spirit led, which is where, you know, we will just kind of start picking up and talking about what we feel. So we could say, I feel a male, he feels older, he feels younger, you know, talk about like the circumstances around his passing. So like, for instance, one of the readings that I pulled through was someone that I felt was like a young male who lived his life really fast and loose, someone who would have died by his own hand, where it was like either choices or decisions that he made led to his passing, not always necessarily suicide. But in this case, it was a drug-related passing. And so, and that person immediately picked up on it. And so that's more of like a spirit-led versus going direct is another type of channeling for gallery reading styles. And that's where you kind of ask the person like, hey, you know, what exactly, who exactly do you want to hear from? And we usually just want the connection to you. So mom, dad, sister, you know, whatever. And so then we just kind of go through the room and we've either feel like we're drawn to a certain person and then we'll call on them and ask who they want to hear, or going spirit led, which is more of where we just kind of go based on what energies we're picking up on and see who that aligns with and then proceed with delivering messages. But either way, whether it's an individual session or a gallery, we don't typically know anything about our clients at all, unless it's like through my scheduling system, you know, through my website, then yeah, I do have their first and last name. But I've even had people tell me where they're like, no, I specifically gave you a fake name. And I'm like, that's fine. I don't have the time to Google you. So you know, you can give me a name of John Doe. It doesn't matter to me. I don't need your name for your dead people to come through.
And if I may add, you know, mediumship demonstrations, you know, people will use gallery reading, you know, for both of them. So mediumship demonstrations, gallery readings are simply just that. It's a demonstration of mediumship. It's for the public to see what is possible to happen, you know, within a private session. Oftentimes people will attend mediumship demonstrations and they feel as though that maybe the whole entire reading is supposed to happen within, you know, that 10 to 12 minutes that we have with that person, right? Because there's can be anywhere from 40 to we had 125 at the conference. So to imagine that each person would have lost one person, you know, three people, each person is hoping to hear from someone. So, you know, we can't fit in, you know, a whole session, and it's not always the place for those things to come through also. So mediumship demonstrations are simply to show what the public can have, or what someone can experience when doing like a private session.
And really, our job at a gallery setting is just to demonstrate that there's life after life. That's really it. And that's where, for me, I've attended many galleries. I've attended a gallery with you for another medium. And for me, I find that it's just healing to sit in that space, knowing that even though you're not receiving a message, but again, it's just that validation that like, okay, our loved ones are around, they're good, they're safe, they're here with us. So for me, it's just a form of affirmation as well.
And how did you guys meet?
That's a fun story.
Well, apparently there's two different sides to this.
One is alt facts.
And one is true, which is mine. So all in all, I was doing a mediumship demonstration in Salem years ago, and Chelsea approached me. This is her side of the story.
Tell it accurately.
I'm trying. So where she approached me after, said, "Hey, I'm a medium." And I said, apparently, I brushed her off and said, "Oh, that's nice," in her words, not in actuality. And so she reached out to me and tried to do mentoring, but she was a single mom raising two kids and didn't have funds for mentoring. Years later, I opened up an event, a spiritual center in historic Gresham, where I invited psychics and mediums to share the stage to deliver messages or what they offer to the public for free, to demonstrate again what is possible. And again, there's one of my old mentors when I was very young, 20 years old. She said, "There's enough dead people to go around, right? There's no reason to compete, no reason to shame others." But so I invited everyone. I was like, "Hey, come show what you have. Like, come, this is of service," because that's what mediumship is. It's a service. And it's funny because, the idea that we work for the living is not, it's not true. We work for those who have departed, because without them, there's just us talking like this. And so I invited Chelsea to come dem, and she did, and I saw how that her heart was in it. I saw that there was a true essence about her that really wanted to be of service. And we bonded over Mexican food and messages for those who passed. And now it's been, what, close to 8 years? Close to 8 years.
All right. So, April 12th at the Underbar in Vancouver, we've put together a gallery reading fundraiser. Can you tell me about the charity the money's going to?
So this is one that I love. It's called the Blanchet House here in Portland, Oregon. They are not affiliated with any religious organization. However, they do so much. They do three meals a day, 7 days a week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have clothing drives. They have resources for those who are trying to detox, trying to get their lives in order. They have a farm where they help individuals who are trying to detox, get their life in order. So there's so much that this organization does just off of donations. And so this is something that as we are going into to where things are a bit more tight for folks financially, this is where people who may not be experiencing homelessness but may not have the funds to be fed or to have food on the table because they're paying up for a place to stay, that they can come get a meal, get services, get clean clothes. And so that's where 100% of the proceeds will be going.
All right, and that is at the Underbar on April 12th at 3:30 p.m. I don't know if you guys have been there. You both have been to the Underbar before?
I haven't.
I have.
It should be a good time. So let me ask you, when you guys are doing readings, do you prefer like the gallery setting or one-on-one more your go-to?
I think that's completely subjective because that's kind of like asking, would you rather have a truck or a sports car? Like in a certain setting, a sports car is more fun. In another setting, a truck is more fun. So For me, I love the impactful healing that I can offer in an individual session. So I think there's a benefit there, right? But some people, maybe they just need a quick hello from their loved ones. They don't need a full, intense hour going through their family tree. They just need to know that their crazy grandma made it to their side and she's good. So I think it's completely subjective on the needs of the client, but I enjoy both, but for completely different reasons.
See, and I love mediumship demonstrations. I love to be able to have, in 2 hours, sessions usually last between 30 minutes and an hour when people book, private sessions, right? And so if we think about it, maybe three people get read in that time. In a gallery reading, there can be 6 to 10 people that get read in 2 hours. Granted, we at the Oregon Ghost Conference, we only had an hour and a half. But I think we got through about six different people that night. And so for me, it's about the amount of impact, even if it's not a direct message, the seed that is planted, knowing that love never dies, which was the title of our demonstration. So I love mediumship galleries demonstrations because of how many people it can touch.
All right. So when we come back from break, we're going to welcome Matt and Megan to the show, and you guys are going to help them with a reading. So we'll be back in just a few short minutes after we hear from our sponsors.
You better work.
Discover our city's hidden gem, hiding right below the sidewalk. Underbar is a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located downtown Vancouver. As an LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it is a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's Underground Drag Brunch Show, 2 to 4 p.m. More information and location can be found at underbarvancouver.com. That's underbarvancouver.com.
The Columbian in Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation pays for local reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues in print and online, including homelessness, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
Hey, this is Ricky Rocket from Poison, and you're listening to Hassling the Paranormal on KXRW 99.9 FM.
Welcome back to Hassling the Paranormal. I'm your host, Jason Hassler. We're here with psychic mediums Joshua John and Chelsea Renee, and they are about to do a reading for Matt and Megan. Welcome to the show, Megan and Matt.
Thank you for having us.
And before we get started with the reading, you guys want to talk about exactly like how this is going to work?
So we will, when we do a gallery reading, typically, we don't like to know a ton of information about the individuals or in an individual session. So to that point, when we do tonight's setup, because we are on the radio, it makes more sense for us to do something called drive-through mediumship as opposed to being spirit-led. So drive-through mediumship, as JJ coined it, is really kind of just like going to McDonald's saying, I'd love a Big Mac with a side of fries and a Coke, right? So what we're going to ask you, not right this moment, but in a moment here, is who you would like to hear from. We don't want to know their name. We just want to know their relation to you, mom, dad, sibling, what have you. To that, then we will use a lot of, we're considered evidential mediums. So we're going to bring forward evidence that we shouldn't know about your loved ones. And how we do that is through a lot of either yes or no direct questions. So to that point, just respond with either a clear yes or a clear no, or maybe you don't understand. So you maybe say like maybe or I'm not quite sure. Those are acceptable answers. We do ask that you don't shake or nod your head because we can't see that because we're on the radio. So if you do have a response either way, yes, no, we're not afraid of hearing the answer no, because it just means that either we're not understanding what spirit's showing us, or and then we can go back and re-clarify that and kind of say, hey, show it to me in a different way, spirit. Or sometimes my favorite phrase that JJ learned from the fabulous Gordon Smith is sometimes a no is an unrealized yes. I can't tell you how often I'll have a client tell me absolutely not, no connection, and then the next day I get a text going, sorry, I forgot I remembered this person, or you know, at the ghost conference someone forgot their younger brother's name.
And if I may, I just tell a story just very quickly, because this is it was Chelsea made the no, I pointed to the guy and I his grandpa was coming through, and I look at the young man and I said, oh, your grandpa's talking about an AL name, and he goes, nope. And I go, yes, there's like an AL name, like Al. And he goes, no. And I go, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's like an Alex. And he goes, no. And then the wife hits him, and he like looks at her, and he looks back at me, and he goes, well, my little brother's name's Alex. And so it's even in that moment that like you're saying no, because it's not what you're focused on hearing. They will, you can tell me no, and I'll still say, okay, even if it's no, this is what I'm getting. We hope it makes sense later. Or your wife hits you and be like, dude, that's your brother's name. You know?
But to that point though, like I said, just please clear yes or no answers. We'll ask as much validating information. And then as we're kind of validating, we'll pass along messages as well. So sometimes we'll be like, how would you understand this? They're talking about you took this and changed this or what have you. So that's kind of where the message part comes in. So,
and they'll also talk about people who are still living, current situations, things that might happen. Nothing that ever comes through is spooky, a warning, you know, evil, bad. Everything is meant to help heal, guide, or direct.
Yeah, we don't levitate, our heads don't spin. You have to pay extra for that feature for the reading. So
that's fair.
Only on the full moon.
Yeah.
the drive-through mediumship, it's also known as direct mediumship. With that being said, just take a deep breath. You know that this is all good, all in love. If we were to ask who you would like to hear from tonight, who would that be for you guys?
Our mom.
Okay. So what we're gonna do is just take a moment, because I know you already connected. So Chelsea will probably end up going first, and then I'll see what I can add to it.
Okay, so a couple of things. So I was already, I'll be quite honest, I was already feeling a mother figure kind of circling around probably a few hours ago, but I know my mom's not dead. So I was like, well, this isn't her. So so I was really kind of curious if we were going to have a female come through tonight, let alone a mother figure. So that's awesome. So with that, one of the things that I want to start with, so I already started kind of jotting down some notes while we were kind of sitting here interviewing with Jason, because once I start connecting with spirit, I just start writing stuff. It kind of helps me keep my thoughts straight. So one of the things that I have to understand is that, would you understand where her passing would have been sudden, but not unexpected in nature? And for me, sudden just means it happens quickly. Maybe we didn't feel completely prepared for it, but we would have had a sense or an understanding that we knew it was coming. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Perfect. So, and I realize that, you know, even if it's sudden and, you know, they're sick or we know that it's coming, it still catches us off guard sometimes, right? And so that's just kind of how this felt. Whenever I see a picture or an image in my head of like wheels literally falling off a cart, to me, that means we knew it was coming, but that at the time the wheels fell off the cart. Would you also understand why she had me, the first other thing she had me write was chaos in the family. So since her passing, or maybe she's trying to say at the time of her passing, would there have been a lot of like chaos in the family or disorganization, or where people weren't getting along, but where's the chaos in the family come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
The other thing that she had me write down, and I'm going to use less colorful language than if I was not on the air, but she had me say that stuff is rolling downhill. Would you understand where either a lot of the issues in the family either rolled on yours and your brother's shoulders, or where you guys are trying to kind of either help uplift or kind of carry the family?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like she's wanting to step forward first and kind of apologize for that. And not because it was her fault or anything like that. She alludes to... normally, I'm going to say it like this, and hopefully you understand what I mean. Normally, I feel like every family has that black sheep. I, obviously talking to dead people, I have claimed that role in my family. But she's saying your family is like a big group of black sheep. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in that there's a lot of different personalities, a lot of different viewpoints, and a lot of people who may not be able to see eye to eye and may not be able to get to that point with each other. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And so to that point, that's where I think that's what kind of ties into the chaos. But also, I'm going to say it like this too. And I realize it's kind of a cliche thing to say, but your mom would have been the personality in the family where she would have been the glue in the family. But she's also very sassy and feisty. So I also think part of it was your mom just didn't put up with crap and people just respected or listened to her simply because of that. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
And that's fair.
Somewhat. She definitely Maybe. Was feisty Maybe. With us.
Nope. And that's fine. As long as you understand, because she does make me feel like she would have tried to be the glue of the family. She would have tried to keep people together. But at the same time, she also strikes me as the type where she's not going to let people walk all over her or let people take advantage, if that makes sense.
Somewhat.
Okay. Fair enough. Do you have something? Okay. Yep.
So you can interrupt me, like talk as I'm like, say yes, no, as I'm talking. But what's interesting to me is that now when I get the sense of her, I think that would we agree that she wouldn't have bad things to say about people? We would know her as somebody that would, you know, carry, you know, her head held high in a sense, kind of take the higher road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason why I say this is because it feels almost like Mother Teresa in a sense, where I feel as though that many people would have looked up to her, not just you guys. And whether this means that she served in a role where, you know, almost like a teacher, but it feels as though that I like the impact that she had rippled. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
It feels as though that as I'm kind of walking with her, there's this sense of like calmness to her. Now, I don't, now we all think that we're a singer, but is there a video or do we have vivid memories of a recording of her singing of, or why I'm hearing like harmonizing or like would we have like some type of recording? She didn't sing in like a church choir though, correct?
No.
Okay. But would we have video of her singing or where there's like her singing in the background and not just Happy Birthday?
That makes sense.
Okay. It feels like it's odd, like why it's not karaoke, but I just feel like I can hear her like a recording of her. And I know this might sound odd, but do we have any connection to the name Ranger or Roger or it's not Wrangler, but where that Ranger or Roger would come in?
No.
No.
Nobody drives a Ford Ranger.
No.
Okay. If it makes sense, just keep that in mind. It's odd because I kept seeing like a piece of land, even though that it may not be directly connected to Mom. I swear it felt like I was addressing like a nickname of some kind. The other thing that I want to just mention here as well is that have we like lost communication or do we not talk to Dad?
We do not talk to him, no.
Gotcha. Because it feels as though that as, were they separated before her passing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it only makes me feel as though that there was, and actually, I don't know if you can see, but like in the very, like before anything, it says Dad and then lost contact. So it felt as though, there's also like a, I will just say though the connection was with Mom, I do feel like there's a friend that's on the other side as well. And I feel it might be connected to Matt, but we'll see. Are we aware of somebody that would have passed in a, like a collision or where there would have been, an impactual passing?
Yeah.
And that's connected to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because it felt as though to say that Mom, what I don't know who it is quite yet, but Mom kept making me reference you and saying just, I don't know if this happened. It's odd because as I say it, I hear two. So there might even be two people that come to mind in regards to this. But it feels, I'm going to go a little bit deeper here. Is there a connection to somebody who would have, now, Matt, I don't know if that, but where somebody would have served in the military? Would that be you as well? A, thank you for your service, but it felt as though that mom made me acknowledge your, like this, again, this dedication to you and the reference. This might sound stupid, but did she tell you not to go or not to do it? Because like she's laughing, I feel her like joking, like I told you not to do it. I like it, it's that, but it's because she like when I say she loved, I have to, and it's odd, I can smell her as well. This might sound strange. Do you guys have like half burnt candles, or is there like something that, like half like where we've kept like something that's like half fragrant, like it's half filled?
Yes.
May I ask what that is?
Her perfume.
Okay, because it felt like it's half filled, like it and but I just I felt like I could smell her. So know that when you take that moment to smell, or you take that moment to lift it up, it's there's something about why I almost heard Arlene or Darlene, Arlene, hold on. This might sound strange, and you can say no, but do we have any connection to that name, or a name that sounds like that?
No.
Okay, the only other connection I can come up with is the show Roseanne. Actually, that might be something for off the air, but I want to just mention, because I can feel her shifting. Hold on. This might sound corny, but would we? This is going to sound really weird. I felt like I needed to say like I want to, this is I know I can't cuss and that takes half of my vocabulary away.
Look, if not 90% of his vocabulary.
I like, and I know that she probably was not a vulgar person. If anything, she was very like tight-lipped. But it's I want to just express this as well. Would we have like a pendant that was made in memory of her?
Yes.
And would we know if it was either split in two or if there's something about where it's like a set?
No.
Is there more than one that was made?
No.
Okay.
Oh, actually, yes. Actually, yes.
You understand that?
Sorry. Yes, I do understand that.
Okay. Would we also understand December being important as well, being like birthday, passings, anniversaries, even if it's not
Yes.
birthday? Okay. Would we, you said yes. So would we understand, it's odd. I know I see dogs on your end. I know Matt referenced he has a dog. The only thing that I, this is, she wasn't a bingo lady, right? She was still fairly young in her life, correct?
Correct.
Now I know she wasn't a bingo lady. Is there, why do I keep saying bingo though? I might have, I might do, I don't want to take all the time because I can keep going because I can't shut up.
I know you can't. So I was like, I'm just gonna write notes
This is
tonight.
also a reason why I do demonstrations, is because it forces me to go to the next person. Okay, I'll.
And then I can just sit here and watch him work
No.
because I love watching you work. Okay, I have a couple of things. I'm not going to, sometimes I can pick up where he leaves off. I'm going to pick up kind of where my notes left off. So, a couple of things. Would we understand where she would have had the issue with the chest or had the problem breathing in the end? And I realize some people do run out of breath, obviously, when they pass, but she is putting the pressure on my chest, whether she passed from that or there would have been symptoms that we would have been experiencing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And would you also understand? Now, she showed me the cancer connection. So, would she have passed from cancer or battled it?
No.
Neither.
Okay. Then I need to understand because sometimes when they have me write cancer, it can also mean that there's the July birthday for the zodiac sign. So, would there be someone who would, where we would understand the cancer connection there?
No.
Okay. I'm going to leave it and come back because that's an interesting sign then. Okay. Now the other thing too is that she did have me write down with the health issues. Would you understand why she had me write down ran out of options? Okay. And so
Yes.
when I hear that usually means like we tried every pill, we tried every treatment, we tried the things that we thought would work, and that eventually it just stopped working. So would you understand that as well?
Yes.
And the other thing too is that like would she have had swelling issues or taken on fluid in the end? Because sometimes when
Yes.
like my body gets like really tight, like to me that's my sign for like swelling, and I just can feel it like in the stomach and in the chest area as well. And then I'm kind of curious too, would this have been like tied to congestive heart failure, or where there's the congestion? Because I almost feel like I want to start coughing, like there's something there. So did she have a cough issue or coughing at the end as well?
I can see how that would tie in, but
As long as you,
not,
that's fair. Don't tell me too much. As long as you understand,
Okay.
because I just feel like I want to just kind of like clear my throat. Like it's, and sometimes it's just like literal lung butter, but I just feel like I want to cough. The other thing that she had me write to was too little, too late. And so whether she caught on to some of this too late or by the time we started treating it, because I'll be honest, your mom's personality, she doesn't come through as someone who would have complained or whined if she wasn't feeling good. Like she was someone who just was a tough cookie. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so that's kind of where I feel like this ties in a little bit, is that, maybe she did take too long to get to the doctor, so that by the time we did get diagnosed with something, it might have been too late. But to me, like when I see my signs for like hands being tied, it's just my sign for either we ran out of options or we didn't get to the options soon enough. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing too is that would you understand where she either would not, because she had me write, sorry that I wasn't prepared. Sometimes when I hear that, that means either they didn't have a proper will, or maybe she hadn't delegated or taken care of business properly. So some of it might have fallen on you and your brother. Would you understand that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So because for me, she, and this is going to sound weird, but I'm going to say it, is I don't think she knew she was going to pass at that time. Some people can be like, well, I know I'm sick, but I got a few more years, or I got 6 more months, right? And so we'll kind of delay taking care of business. Does that make sense? And I feel like that ties into part of why she wasn't prepared, or where she didn't make the extra effort to prepare or have a will or make final wishes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Next time.
She also says that you guys had to make choices and decisions regarding her passing. And so, look at Jay, she's over here. Like, I was going to talk about that. See, you got to beat me to the punch. But will we understand where we had to make choices or decisions on her behalf?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this sounds weird, but I'm going to say it like she's saying it. Was she scared to make decisions? Because sometimes people won't make them because then they think, well, surely if I don't fill out my will, I'm never going to die. Or if I don't think about it, then it doesn't happen. But and it's not because I think she was an irresponsible person or trying to ignore responsibilities, but I almost feel like if she didn't talk about it or think about it, then we didn't have to face it. We didn't have to face the inevitable. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because she wants to apologize for you guys having to make choices or decisions on her behalf. However, she does say that all of the choices and decisions, and I'm going to say it like she just said it, she goes, you guys know you already made the correct decisions or what was in my best interest or what I would have wanted. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the other thing too, and this is kind of coming off the heels now, we already talked about how her and your father had been separated for some time, but I have to understand, would she have been a single mom for a good chunk of your life? Or they would have separated
Yes.
when you guys were really young. Because this doesn't feel like a, oh, we graduated high school and then mom and dad split. This feels like something from like youth or childhood.
Yes.
She's talking about, she says, you know that I did so much for you to both have just a normal life. So she's not taking credit like I was awesome. This is her way of saying, I just wanted to give you guys normal because dad wasn't around, because I knew that I was doing this alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, and this is gonna sound funny to say, but I'm gonna say she was so proud of quote unquote just the normal that she gave you. And I know that doesn't sound like bragging rights, but to her, she's like, considering the circumstances, normal was really good. And
Spot
so
on.
as long as you understand what she means by that, because it's I was a single mom for many, many, many years, the bulk of my kids' childhood. And so I know the hard work. And so I think that's why she's telling me this, because I understand and can relate to her. And so that's where she's saying, I did so much to give you guys normal, and you guys understand that and appreciate it. And so she's not asking or saying this as a thank you. This is more of just the validation and mutual understanding that you guys are on the same page and know that she did everything she could do to get you guys as close to normal. Although I do fit, could she be a little sarcastic sometimes, like with her sense of humor? Because she goes, let's be real, normal is subjective. And she goes, and nothing about our family's normal.
Yeah.
So as long as you would understand that. Now, the other thing too is that she did take me to the month of August being important, or 8. So I don't know if either she's been gone 8 years, 8 months, if one of you has a birthday or a passing, or the 8th of a month is important, but where would an 8 come in?
An
Her
eight does
birthday and
check.
mine.
The 8th of a month?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So as long as we would
I
understand
didn't
that,
understand that. What was that?
the 8th of a month is important.
Oh, okay.
So, the other thing too is that she also showed me a 5. So where would the connection with either May or 5th of a month or quantity of time, like 5 months, 5 years, where would that come in?
It would be May.
May. Perfect. Okay. All right. Sorry. When spirit shows me numbers, I just start throwing it out there what I see. So she's just talking about that. The other thing too is that would you understand where oh gosh. Okay, I know you're getting antsy. Let me finish this thought and then I'll pass it back to you. I realize, and I don't like to usually talk about it in readings, about people having a celebration of life because a lot of people have funerals or celebrations of life. However, spirit will bring it up if there's something interesting or unique or something. So I have to ask, is that did we have to either put off her celebration of life, or were like maybe certain people couldn't make it, so we had to delay it by a week, or but like where's the moving of the dates come in with her celebration? Or where we would have had
Wait,
multiple dates.
I don't know about multiple dates.
But would you understand where we had to move it though, or delay it?
We didn't. We chose to delay it up front. So
Perfect. Okay.
we knew that going in, yeah.
Okay, nope, and that's fine. She just showed me my sign for like a delay. And so I just didn't know if it was people can't make, because sometimes people, we have a lot of family that lives out of town or out of state or what have you. So she just wanted to recognize that. But she is acknowledging that there would have been one. But I have to ask, did you guys like, how do I say this nicely? Did you guys not want her celebration to be like sad and somber, where you told people like we'd rather hear funny stories or like tell like because she makes it feel like it was almost like the roast of mom, or where like we would have had like a lot of laughter and joking?
Yeah, that
Okay.
makes sense.
So, because she's just acknowledging, because sometimes, like, I've been to funerals where it's just a lot of people sobbing. It's them doing a few scripture, or prayers, and then, like, that's kind of it. And so, that's not what this was about. Like, she makes me feel like this was as uplifting as it could have possibly been. And she also talks about that it would have been something where people would have walked away from it feeling a little more lighthearted because we got a laugh, because we got a joke, things of that nature. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then one last thing, I'm going to pass it back to him because I can always tell when he starts getting antsy. Was she cremated?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have to ask, were her ashes divided? Whether that was divided into multiple necklaces, spread in multiple places, but I'm seeing my sign for division of ashes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. But I have to ask too, is I almost feel like it's a little bit of both, whether multiple people got them and they're in multiple places. Like I almost feel like y'all have done a lot with her stuff, with her ashes.
There are multiple necklaces, and at her request, we had divided her ashes between my brother and myself. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Because she just made me feel like there's a lot of stuff. It's in a lot of places. I'm kind of spread. So perfect. Is there intentions or consideration to spread her ashes?
No. No.
Okay. That's fine. She didn't make me feel like there was, but then she kept taking me to like the beach and showing me releasing of balloons. And so sometimes to me that just means release in general. So I don't know if you guys did that or like where she would take me to that. 'Cause some people say, well, we don't want to release your ashes, but we'll release balloons or something like that as
Well, it
well.
makes sense.
Okay, as long as you would understand where there was some kind of release, even if it wasn't physically her ashes. One last thing, I swear,
That
JP
was
does
like
this to
five times.
me.
Like, I no longer feel guilty for talking.
You know what? You should always feel guilty for talking. So one last thing is she talks about that there would be the tattoo in memory of her, but then I also feel like there's one still in the works. So whether one of you has one and the other one's still figuring out what they want, but she just acknowledges that there would already be someone who has gotten a commemorative tattoo, but then someone planning it, or maybe it's the same person who wants to get another or is adding to it. Where does the tattoo come in?
That makes sense.
Okay.
It's
Perfect. But
accurate.
I want to make sure I'm understanding it though. Is there someone who's got one and someone who's getting one? Because I feel like it's both.
We have the same.
You guys have the same.
I need to get it touched up, though.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, now I'll pass it on. I swear. See, I can shut up.
Yeah, right. When there's like nothing left, just kidding.
I give you scraps.
Yeah, I'm used to it. Look how thin I am because of her. She just let me out of the basement. Well, closet. Thank you. I wanted just to see and again, not to get too personal because we are on air, there are a couple of things that I just wanted to bring up. Now, and you can just say yes or no, or kind of if it's too personal. But if I were to mention that there were ups and downs, not so much with like mental state, but would we understand where we had to kind of come in to help her through the process?
Yes.
And would it make sense to say that now, I don't know if this is directly related to her, but would there be something in regards to that we would know about with like an eating disorder or where there would be something in regards to like not putting the right things in our body?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it feels as though that not only does she, because when I feel as though that someone takes responsibility for their health or takes responsibility for the position they put themselves in, it's acknowledging that the headache that and maybe a little bit of the frustration that we had to watch somebody that we love and look up to make these decisions repetitively. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Though heavy, it feels as if not only to acknowledge the effort that both of you guys have put in to ensuring that she was comfortable, but even before she passed away, what I feel is it's almost as though that you guys were parents to her. Does that
Yes.
make sense?
Yes.
I want to also acknowledge the effort that you guys have put in, not only to ensuring that she was safe. It's odd because with Matt, no offense, Megan, but I would say that there is quite an artistic side to who you are. Granted, we know nothing about each other, but it feels as though that mom is talking about again. I don't know if you suffer a bit of the tad bit of the ADD here, where you maybe have different hobbies at different months. But would it make sense to say that there's you have quite a creative mind?
I think it does, Matt.
Yeah.
If I were to, now this is going on a limb here, if I were to mention that there being a child on the other side as well, would that make sense?
Yeah.
It feels as if to mention, it's odd because as I push, and if because it to me it feels like this again a very young, I would say actually there is more than one. I'm going to be confident in that. If I were to say that there, this is the whole like, would there be another the acknowledgement of another sibling?
Yes.
Because it feels as though that as like I feel as though that would I be correct in saying that that sibling has passed?
Yes.
Because it feels as if to say that not only is she not alone, but if I were to say that would this sibling have passed before mom?
Yes.
Yes.
Because it feels as if to say that she was not alone, neither was she. It's odd to say like you guys need to understand that she did not suffer at the very end. And when Chelsea mentioned that you guys made decisions, I feel as if to say that you guys did everything in your power to ensure that she was comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that you guys understand that a lot of people would have buckled under the pressure of life and having to take care of an adult almost as a child, if I say that respectfully. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that you guys are two of the most giving people, and I think that you guys are make up the best qualities of your mother. I know that things were not easy, and I know that you guys, but do you guys live at, like physically apart from one another? Is there a distance between you two?
Yes.
Because it feels as if to say that regardless of the distance, she not only is appreciative of how close you still are to one another. It's strange because Matt, I don't know if this means that you're the older brother, but I think Megan, you might be the more mature one here.
I don't think
That's
she's going to turn
debatable.
that claim down.
Well, I don't think either one will accept this, but it's I want to also just kind of say to Megan as well, like I'm proud of the steps that you've taken. It's odd because I don't want to say like you've turned things around, but in the last like 3 years, there's been quite a bit of like letting go, if I may. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Now, Matt, are you an entrepreneur in your own right?
No, not particularly.
Now I have questions because there's giggling and I want to know the secret. But I will say this, that
OnlyFans, sorry.
shush your mouth. This is on radio.
It's not even my feet, folks. Come on.
But I want to just mention this as well. Now, I don't want to say, Matt, that you've had a near-death experience, but there is the sense where things could have ended up a lot worse. And so I know that you are instrumental to people around you. So even though that you may not see the impact that you have, I want you guys to both understand. This is strange. Hold on. Megan, do you have kids of your own?
I do not know.
Okay, because I feel like I need to
Just the
mention
dogs.
grand. Well, I see those, but I feel like I need to mention grandchildren.
Surprise.
Right? No, oh gosh. And Matt, you don't either.
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay. Well, it was a 50-50 chance here. No. So I just felt and again for time purposes, I want to just convey the heavy stuff in a way that again. Now, mom wasn't missing teeth, though, was she?
A couple.
Okay, only reason why is because I feel like I don't know if she would hide her mouth or like not smile, like, with all of her teeth, but there is this sense to tell you that whatever is going on here, she no longer like suffers with. And for those who can't see, I'm pointing to like my jaw, my teeth. So I feel as if to say that we've seen mom decline. We saw her in her best and her worst, and you guys still showed up to her, even though that she made all the poor decisions. It's kind of she's making like a joke about it, saying that like you learned from all of her bad decisions. Would that make sense?
Yes.
But to say that she loves you, to say that she's proud of you, is you know, it's. I hope you guys understand. But Matt, are you moving as well? Or is there talk about like having to are we looking for another place?
Not particularly.
But has it been like a conversation just loosely?
Loosely, yeah.
Okay. If I were to mention that something was planted in memory of her, would that make sense?
No, not for me.
Not particularly.
I'm gonna say that this might. Did we bury our own animal?
There was an animal that was buried.
A long time ago.
That's a long
Yeah.
time ago. Okay. It wasn't a black cat, though, correct?
No.
No. Okay. I'm gonna pull back. I will just say that again. The sense of pride, the sense of relief that comes from her, even though we know that she wasn't making the best decisions. I know that you guys don't think ill of her. And again, I swear I'm seeing my own mom here. It's kind of silly. I'm gonna throw something out there, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But do we have any connection where somebody may have like did some petty theft?
No.
Okay, then I showed my hand there about my own mom. So, if that doesn't make sense, only because
It make sense to you, Matt?
No.
okay, it just felt like somebody was supposed to get something, somebody stole it, like it didn't come to us. So were we supposed to receive something of hers that we did not get?
No.
Okay, well, I'm gonna pull back because for time and
Yeah, we
since.
got like a minute or so left.
Okay.
So I'm gonna recap. I just have a couple quick little things. So he took what I'd already written down. She had me write down that she didn't tell you how proud she was of you enough in the physical world. And I know that seems like a very cliche thing to say, but it's something that she wants to take this opportunity to own that because of the fact that I think for so long, and again, you tell me if I'm incorrect, but for so long, she was just trying to get by and just create normal for her and for you two. And so to that point, I don't think she ever took those moments or maybe didn't take them as often as she would have wanted to be able to say, like, you guys are rock stars. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The other thing too is that she had me write down, you two keep an eye out for each other because you're all you have. And again, I realize we have some of these kooky black sheeps in the family floating around. So yes, I realize there is family, but she does make me feel like it really is just like you two. She also had me write down that you two are best friends even though you drive each other nuts. Literally what she had me write. So I hope you understand and can relate to that.
Very
But to that point, though, she just wants to make sure that you guys know that she is keeping an eye on you. She has your back. She knows what you guys are going through and that you guys did so much to make her end of time as comfortable and as peaceful as possible, even though she doesn't always feel like she did anything to deserve it or earn it. Like, I know to a point you're like, yes, I'm mom. I would like my kids to take care of me. But because you really took care of her most of your guys' childhood, for her, she feels like that was one last big lift. And so to that point, she just wants to very, very humbly thank you for allowing her to pass with dignity. That was very important for her.
Thank you.
You are
All right.
welcome.
And with that, we're about out of time. We'll talk a little bit more here off air, but we're going to run out of time here. So I appreciate you guys coming on, and we will be back with more Hassling the Paranormal.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Support for KXRW Vancouver comes from On Point Removal Services. On Point Removal Services is a Vancouver, Washington-based junk removal service that proudly serves all of the Clark County area and beyond. Offering residential, office, and construction junk removal, On Point will do all of the loading, pickup, hauling, and cleanup on your project. And On Point is fully licensed and insured. For more information, visit their website at onpoint-removal.com.
Welcome back to Hassling the Paranormal. As we were just getting off the air, Joshua John had a little bit more to add to the reading, so we're going to go ahead and play that. I want to thank my guests, Joshua John and Chelsea Renee, for coming on and being brave enough to do a reading on the air, and also our guests, Megan and Matt, for being vulnerable and coming on the show and getting a reading. That was kind of a brave thing to do, very personal, and I very much appreciate it. If you want to see Joshua John and Chelsea Renee personally live, you come down to the Underbar on April 12th at 3:30 p.m. It is a fundraiser for the Blanchett House, and it's a $20 suggested donation at the door. So 3:30, Underbar, Vancouver, come see us.
Just before we end, would we understand where the Sandy or Shelley connection would be?
Yes.
And may I ask, how do we understand that?
Siblings, her siblings.
Her siblings. Okay. Only because as she was pulling away, I my awareness was meant, and which both of those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. Cause I heard Sandy and Shelly very clearly. And so just, it felt as though just to bring my awareness to them. So if anything, it's just kind of her send off, right? That everything that was said today is kind of, that's like her stamp of stepping away. So just know that we not only say thank you for allowing us to do this, but just know that she's safe and at peace, and you don't need us to connect with her.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
The Colombian calls singer-songwriter Al Perez a soulful performer masterfully woven, whether he's on his acoustic guitar solo or backed by his five-member live band. Al Perez has thrilled local and abroad audiences for over two decades with his unique blend of light rock, R&B, fan-favorite covers, and a touch of Latin flavor. To book Al Perez or hear his latest Warrior Records release, Love Revolution, go to warriorrecords.com/Al-Perez. That's warriorrecords.com/Al-Perez. al-perez. Dynamite. We could be like Bonnie and Clyde. Ride or die, baby. I'll be a Peter Pan man. You'll be Tinkerbell, baby.
Hey y'all, this is Doug Cox, host of Blind Country Radio. You're listening to my buddy Jason Hassler of Hassling the Paranormal on KXRW 99.9 FM Vancouver.
But it's been so long now, all I do is cry.